When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the No Bad Dogs podcast. We have been on the road for a couple weeks. Beautiful, beautiful time in Portugal with an amazing seminar. Yeah, that was cool. First American dog trainer to go there and do that. So that was pretty special and monumental. Yeah, just really, really special to me to be able to have the opportunity to do that. You know, the language barrier and all that, it was great. It's a beautiful country with a lot of fun memories that we made with my family and my team. So thank you if you're listening to this and you came out to that. That was very helpful in my path to continuing to help dog owners. And we're going to do it again next year, I think, in Lisbon. So, and then we did KC, did some fun things in KC with my friends in the Mahomes, did some commercial shoot with them. That was a lot of fun. More details on that will come out. So I just wanted to chat today about Burley and his training and some things that we're doing if you have a new puppy or if you have a dog in general. Burley is now 5 months old. He's probably close to 70 pounds. He's a South African Mastiff, so he's a Boer Bull. And his training isn't going exactly the way that I thought it was going to go because of his personality. And what that means in his, what that means is he's not super drivey. His food motivation is good, but it's not as pushy as I want it to be to do certain things. And he just doesn't take things that seriously yet. So here's the deal. He's a puppy, he's teething, he is playful, but he doesn't. So he has all the energy, it seems, to mess around and play and be goofy. And when I do work with him, it's very small periods of time just because he burns out so quick. So it's a really slow burn. Like super slow burn. It takes a long time for him to really get into the training mood, which is obviously not typical for me. And you know, obviously having a Dutch Shepherd and working with other high drive dogs, and so his training's going good. It's just not going as exactly planned, which is totally fine. I have to go at his pace. I can't force him to do anything that he doesn't want to do in training. So I just want to go over some things that we're doing right now that's been really successful. So he has been introduced to the heel, so walking next to me. And basically at this point, we're using all positive reinforcement with food, external food payments and verbal praise. So right now, you might actually be hearing him snoring at some point during this podcast because I have him up with me. So let me just go over some things. So if you follow me on YouTube or subscribe to me on YouTube, you've seen me work with him so far. So because people have been like, oh, what's going on with Burley? I'm like, well, he just is taking, well, first I'm busy and he's taking a long time. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise that actually he is training so slow because I'm honestly like busier than I've ever been. And I always say each year, I'm like, wow, that was a crazy year. You know, it's going to, I don't know. It just, every year it just keeps getting busier and busier. And so anyway, so it's kind of a good thing that he's not super eager to learn and that I'm not there to help him with that or there to really meet him there with that. He is, I don't want to say he's not eager to learn. He's just not super motivated to work. Like when you get him working, you can just tell he's like, man. So we're going to keep working on that. I think as he matures, I would say around the 8 to 9 month mark is really where he's going to start getting serious about work, which I'm excited about. But right now he's kind of just being lazy and being a puppy and not really wanting to work. So some things that we worked on is the introduction to heel, which means walking next to me and staying by my side. When I stop, you stop. with the leash and with food. So lots of positive reinforcement, also using the leash for some directions, a little bit of corrections, but mostly just shaping him up. And he knows the place, he knows the touch. So the place command is going to a bed. Touch command is basically putting two front feet on. So we're doing rear end awareness with that. So he's starting to move his rear end around. He's starting to follow me with that, which is nice. Let's see. Barely down. We started down. Yes, good down. Good. We started down with him a couple weeks ago before I left for Portugal. He started to kind of get it. And then we came back and he's got down now pretty good. So we can do place. We can do down. He knows stay. And that's really what I'm working on right now. That's it. I haven't even taught him sit yet because it's just in my head. I keep coming back to like, man, maybe I should teach him to sit. I'm like, there's no point. There's really no point. I'm in sitting right now. He's just such a emotionally immature dog. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys or if you've ever dealt with that, but he's just like such a baby still. He's so immature still that he... You know, I don't know. I can't really explain it really, but that's just what he's going through. I'm teaching him some things that are going to be helpful for me and my family right now, but sit's definitely not one of them. I think sit just comes to mind like for so many people that's just like, oh, sit is sit. It's like, yeah, but there's no point in sit really right now. And to be honest, maybe there's no point in sit ever for him because it just doesn't matter, right? Leave it. It's going to be a little train session with him. So I brought him up here because my son is downstairs with my wife and he's been in the crate today. So I wanted to bring him up here and work on some stuff. So right now he's in a down stay. And so what's been really helpful is his rotation in the crate right now is basically he's eating three times a day. So in the morning he comes out, he goes potty. We usually let him run around the house for like 30 minutes. And again, like it's just chaos. It really is. But I want to go over, like, chaos is inevitable with a dog like this, with any puppy. What are you going to do? You know, it's like with a kid. It's like, hey, don't have fun. Don't scream and yell and run around and be a kid. It's like he's a puppy. Like, that's what they do. He literally is a wrecking ball. He's like a 70-pound wrecking ball. He comes into the room. He puts his mouth on everything. He knows leave it. He'll go, oh, okay. But his personality is just that, right? So some things that we're working on to counter those is the place. The touch, because the touch I'm going to transfer to these little pads. So I don't know if you guys remember, like in school, they had like these little like rubber pads like as markers. So I'm going to transfer his touch command right now, which is on a bowl, to those pads. So that way when he, well, even right now, he's knocking over my son. He's just huge. So I'm going to be able to send him to those touches. Good stay, Burley. Good stay. And I'm paying him in position. So that's kind of chaos in the morning, and then he eats his breakfast, and he's in his crate for half an hour after or more, depending on what I'm doing. It's like, it's the beauty about the crate is he just sleeps, and then I let him out. Like, let's say I had to, you know, go work out or go whatever. He's fine in there, right? He doesn't care. And then I let him, and he's such a big dog right now. That's all he's doing is sleeping and growing. And then when he's up, he's just chaos. So I'm using a little bit of obedience, like even right now. What's been really helpful for me is learning that down stay or learning just to settle. Even before he knew down, you guys, I was basically just putting him on his leash, putting him next to me, and then he would just settle. He couldn't do anything else. And that's just because when he is running around creating chaos, he's just being a puppy. He's not doing it to make anybody mad. He's just being a puppy. He's got scatterbrain. He's like, oh, what's this? What's this? You know, he's grabbing the couch. He's grabbing the cushions. He's grabbing the rug. He's grabbing the grocery bag. He's grabbing literally anything he can because that's just how his brain is. And so I can't change that. That's never going to change at this age. He is a puppy. That's what he does. And if you guys are listening and you're going through this, there's some really easy things that you can do to start to counter this. One of the things, again, that I'm even doing right now is I just put him on a leash. He's on his Starmark plastic collar. So basically, as you guys know, the flat collar for this dog is going to be ridiculous. So we're not going to even go there. We did some martingale work with him, but he's a 70-pound tank right now, and you could literally kick him in his face, and he would not even move. He'd be like, what? He has no idea. Like, he's just so not sensitive to anything. Like, he just could care less. He's literally a rhino. So we have the plastic training collar on him, and it's basically like a slip collar mixed with a prong collar, but it's plastic, so it gives you some sort of direction, but it's not like super crazy. And so with like a puppy, it's a really good collar, especially a giant puppy, it's a really good collar to have. So right now I just put his collar on, put his leash on. I put him in a down state, and even right now he's trying to eat my desk is what he's doing. And you guys might find this interesting and even funny that, you know, when I started posting videos of him in the beginning, people were like, oh, I'm glad Tom's going through this too. It makes me feel better. I'm like, I'm glad that makes you feel better. But it's interesting to me, like, how many people think that when a dog trainer gets a dog that they're automatically trained. Like, no, there's years of work that goes into the final product. But him being a puppy is inevitable, and I'm not going to really stop him from being a puppy. So like right now he's chewing on my desk, which is metal, so I don't really care. But he's bored. He literally just wants something to do. So anyway, get your dog on a leash if you don't have crate work or you don't want to keep your dog in a crate or whatever. Like right now I'm up here recording this podcast. I put him into a down stay. I have him on his leash and his plastic collar. And I have my treat pouch on me, and I'm paying him for basically being chill. I did put him in a down stay like when I started this 10 minutes ago. Good stay. Good. But if you don't have a down stay, that's fine. Just put your leash on your dog. They will eventually stop what they're doing and just kind of curl up and go to sleep, which is good. So that's where I'm at with him right now. Let's back up a little bit. Okay, so 5 months old, what I've done so far. Introduction to heel, not great at it yet with distractions because he's still learning it and understanding it. He knows his place. Probably can't do it off leash just yet, from a distance. He'll do it off leash if I'm there, but from a distance, we're working on that. He knows his down, which is new to him. He knows his touch. He knows his stay. He knows leave it. Those are the things that I'm working with him right now. So we're doing threshold work for doors. But like, again, he's not super, he doesn't care to go outside either. Like he just doesn't care. Like he's so funny. But again, told people since day one, Borbles are the most interesting dogs I've ever worked with, which is why I got one. They are just so bizarre and they make you think so much and they're so challenging. So if you have a puppy or if you have a new dog and you're working and you feel like you're driving, your dog's driving you crazy, like I couldn't imagine not having the crate. Like that would be really difficult. And the crate is obviously like has so many wonderful benefits. And when I get his food ready, he runs into his crate and he gets so excited and I feed him. He takes a nap. He digests.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The reason why I put him in his crate after 30 minutes after so he can digest, he's a large breed dog. He eats really fast. He eats a pound each meal. So he's eating 3 pounds a day currently. And so I don't want him to get sick. I don't want him to get bloat. I don't want him to puke. So he's digesting for at least a half an hour after that. And then I let him out. Unless my son goes over there and lets him out randomly. But again, like I wanted to come up here and record this for you guys, but I didn't want to put him into the crate. So I'm like, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity. So if you guys are working, which this is work for me. So we come up here. I say Burley down. Good down. I pay him with the food that I have with me. Good down. And I just keep that duration up. And I'm just getting him used to being calm. And I've noticed that with him, that the moment I put the leash on him and just sit, he will calm down and just sleep right next to me, which is great. So instead of putting him in his crate, although it wouldn't be a terrible thing, but you know, my wife's busy with my son. They're getting ready to cook dinner, bath time, that whole thing. I'm up here doing some work. And so I could put him into the crate. That's warranted and fair. But I'm like, you know what? Let me just bring him up here to work on this. So if you have a new dog, those are the things that I would be working on if I were you guys, is working on, because look, I can send him, like right now in the morning, for an example, like our, if we're home, obviously, our routine is baby gets up. Lakota just had her TPL surgery, so she's in a room in like a X pen, so that doesn't change, but puppy's in crate, Burley's in crate. We come out, basically the baby will kind of get fixed up, and then once baby starts eating breakfast, I'll start doing the dog routine. But in the morning, like after we're kind of hanging out in the kitchen, like I have a routine where I make my smoothie every day and blah, blah, blah. And you know, the puppy goes out and goes potty and then is kind of running around. So my point is as he gets bigger and bigger, I can, once the plate, like the touch is really important. So if I said Burley touch, he would go find his touch. I'm not really adding too much punishment into anything that I'm doing right now. If you guys can't tell, my allergies are absolutely kicking my ass. Sorry about that. But you guys probably can tell that I sound like Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street because my allergies are terrible. Anyway, so I'm not adding too much punishment. The only time I'm punishing him right now is he's a little reactive to other dogs on the leash. He pretty much came reactive. He's a Borble. I didn't expect really anything less. They're very protective. They're very stubborn. They're very, yeah. So a little reactive to new dogs, just leash reactivity, nothing crazy, but I am correcting that. In the beginning, I corrected leave it a lot. I enforced that because that was really important to me. So we talk about enforcement. That's what that leave it is. Again, if you go to my YouTube channel, I have a whole playlist of Burley's upbringing, but that was really important to me because this dog would literally, he still does. But now when I say leave it, it means something to him. So that enforcement is really important. As you guys know, if you're not enforcing your commands, you're going to have a really hard time for those things to work, which means he goes and grabs a slipper or down. Burley, I'm going to put him back into a down. Good down, down. You get a big stretch. Yes, good down. So even there, I didn't correct him for getting up because this is the longest he's been into a down ever. So I'm not correcting him at this point because he's doing wonderful. But I did correct him for the leave it and things like that. So again, he grabs a slipper. He grabs something. We had a tab leash on him, which is like just a basic leash, but you cut it. So it's only like 5-6 inches long. Good stay, buddy. Paying him when I say that. And that was really helpful because literally he would get into everything. And so I said, leave it. And I'd correct him with that tab leash. And now when I say leave it, or anybody in my family says leave it, he backs away because it means something. If you didn't enforce it, I would almost bet my whole life that he would not do it. So if you said leave it without enforcement, without that correction, there's no reason for him to leave it. So he goes and grabs a toy, that or what he thinks is a toy, which is really the remote, a sandal, a slipper, my hat, literally anything that he's like bored with. He's like, I'm going to go grab this and just chew holes in it because I'm bored and I'm a puppy and that's what I do. And I say, leave it. If the leave it wasn't enforced, which means he knew really quickly once I started doing leave it, I would correct him with the collar until he dropped it. And then that means the leave it means something and it's going to be enforced. So now when I say leave it, he walks away. He drops it and walks away, which is huge. So I'm really only training things right now that make sense to me in my life and for him. And the only punishment I'm giving was for the leave it. I'm giving him some leash pressure for some other things, maybe like the down, maybe like the place, but other than that, nothing really else. So he's coming along nice, but again, his emotional maturity is so slow that he still acts like an 8-week-old puppy, and he's 5 months and he's 70 pounds. So that's where we're at with him. My suggestion for anybody who just got a puppy or who just got a dog is to check out my playlist on my YouTube channel. It's under Puppy or Burly's playlist, I believe. And the other thing is just if you feel overwhelmed where your dog is getting into everything and the crate isn't an option, or maybe you, like me, you just, you know, don't want to do the crate, you can just put your dog on a leash and go do whatever you want to do and have him next to you. Now, if you have a down, and or even if you have a stay, it's going to be really helpful for you because you actually can tell your dog what to do. And in this case, I just literally told him to down and stay, and he did that. So anyway, that's been really helpful. And I hope that that's helpful for you guys. And I wanted to give you guys an update on what we're doing with Burly, because a lot of people have been asking me, like, hey, what's going on? Like, I thought you were filming. I'm like, yeah, well, that was the plan. And the reason is that I'm not filming like so much with YouTube anyway, is because I'm not really teaching him anything new. Because I'm going at his pace. Like, honestly, like I kind of like get anxious about it sometimes. I wake up like in another country or another state, like I have the last couple months. I'm like, shit, I gotta train my dog. And then I come home and I start training. I'm like, wait, this dog isn't ready for anything else. Like, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna build his drive through higher rewards. So I'm gonna get some chicken, big chunks of chicken, maybe big chunks of steak. And I'm really gonna solidify, like, we're leaving in a couple weeks, and then I'm literally gone for an entire month, like back to back to back, not coming home. So obviously that's, I mean, I don't wanna say it's crucial time to be training him, because honestly, he's just trying to figure life out still, which is like bizarre to me, but I guess it's probably very typical Borble. But I am laying some foundation. So I am also, I did work on engagement, I forgot to say. So I worked on engagement with him. So he knows how to look at me. He knows why to look at me for food and things that he wants. And then we're also working on, I guess, impulse control is a good way to put it. But just making sure, like, I'm throwing food out and he's not touching it if I tell him to stay. So I'm really building those thresholds out. So I'm going to work on that going into this weekend and next week. Really just making all those really great. And we are going to make like a 5 month update video with him going over like all this stuff that I'm basically talking on the podcast, things that I think you guys should be doing, excuse me, things that have been really helpful with him. But yeah, that's what we have so far with him. And I wanted to hop on here and just give you guys an update and hopefully help people out there that just got a new dog. You can go at your dog's pace. I think that that's really important. Like, he's not a Dutch Shepherd. He's not a Malinois. He's not a Border Collie. He's a big, slow learning mastiff, and that's what I got. So I'm happy with him. He's fun. I love him so much. Down. Really, down. Down. Also, I think I should say his development is really important too. So development as far as like with my family, like those are things I'm working on too, as I'm letting him like really hang out with my family. I'm also doing a lot of you know, things like when he's eating, I'm going up and I'm petting with him. So there's other things I'm doing outside of like traditional obedience training like that. Let me point that in, put this in there and make a point to that too, because those are things I'm doing too, is like when he's eating, I'll go in there and I'll put my hands in there. Because again, he's 5 months old. So these are things I can do safely right now. And that's what you want to do when you're developing a puppy, is you just want to normalize anything so you don't deal with any resource guarding. So that's what I'm doing a lot, is I'm hanging onto bones that he's eating. I am having my son feed him, just getting him used to just people being around and close to him while he's eating. That's really important so you don't develop any resource guarding issues. Especially at this age, I'm socializing him. He's super good with kids. He loves kids. He loves people for the most part, as far as I can see. I haven't really socialized him a lot to dogs, just because honestly, I've been so busy. And then honestly, it's like, I almost want to do a vlog of like what the hell goes on, because it is complete chaos all the time. Like when I'm not traveling, when I'm home, I'm kind of catch up because I was traveling, and it's just this evolving cycle. And then like even this last week, it was Portugal. We were back for 12 hours and then straight back out. And now we're back for 2 weeks and then we're straight back out for four. So it's like, it's just never ending. But my point is I haven't been able to really get him around too many dogs. He is friends with the doodle down the road. He really likes that. He's friends with my in-laws' dog. So far he hasn't had any problems with any dogs. He's just been a little leash reactive, but I think that's because he's with the family and, things like that. So those are some other things that I'm doing right now. He's chewing on my hand. Burley, leave it. Yes, good, leave it. He let go. I paid him. Good. So that's what I'm doing with him right now. Lots of positive reinforcement, little bit of punishment for serious things like the leash reactivity. I'm like, no, bud, we are not doing that. You're going to be 200 pounds, and you need to know right now that that's never going to happen. You quit the shit. Let me know if this is helpful for you guys. Like, I do a lot of different podcasts, but send me a DM. Let me know. Like, just title it podcast and just say, hey, I like this, and I'll do more of these, like, update things and a little bit more like details about him and what I'm thinking. Seattle, I'm very excited because I'm coming to you guys next month. Seattle area, Washington. So it's right outside of Seattle. Tickets in the link in the description. I'm very, very excited to get out there. I hope you guys can make it. Audit spots are still available where you guys can come watch and hang out with me for the weekend. If you're a dog trainer or you're a dog enthusiast or you're thinking about doing dog training, it's a perfect opportunity for you to come and see me work with 8 different dogs over the weekend. And everybody's going to come in with dreams and inspirations and goals. And by the end of it, we are going to get these guys squared away and in really good shape. We do it every single weekend. That we do a seminar, and it's beautiful work. It's very magical. I'm very excited. If you guys have been to my seminars before, you know what I'm talking about. So link in the description for that. Thank you guys for listening. I just wanted to give you an update because I got a lot of questions on it, and that's where we're at with puppy training, and hopefully it's helpful for you guys. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.